to the show. I'm Tego. Have you been wondering if your business is set up just the way it should be? Are you taking care of your taxes? Are you worried about your legal side? All that good stuff? Yeah, I go through that too. So today I'm getting my friend Emily to come on and we're going to talk about getting legit. So sit right there. We'll be right back. Hi, are you a business owner, an entrepreneur, or starting your own business and wish you had an opportunity to sit down with an expert in your field? Well, check your local listings and watch Expert Talk with Tego. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you very soon. Welcome to Expert Talk with Tego.
I am honored to be here. I'm so excited to be here, and I can't wait for our conversation because I love chatting about this stuff the most. I'm a giant nerd.
I'm a giant nerd, and we've been having all kinds of technical difficulties, and I want to thank you for hanging in there with me. I mean, how embarrassing is that? But we're going now. We're going. It's working. Yay. So I found you because your name just kept popping up. Emily, badass lawyer, Emily. And I'm going, is something coming at me or is she just that good? And I looked and you're just that good. You've been an attorney for 15 years?
I've been an attorney for over 15 years. I know when you see the gray hair, people are like, you're a little bit old. I'm like, I'm experienced.
Those are highlights. They don't have an idea what that is. So before we get into everything, let's talk about young Emily. Did you plan on being an attorney?
I actually didn't. So growing up, I am not only dyslexic, but also ADHD, which growing up in the late 80s, early 90s is not something they often diagnosed girls with. So I did not have fantastic grades. I was much more focused on athletics. I played water polo on a men's team because they didn't have a women's team. So I've always had a very strong sense of will. I have made things happen, but I really didn't think I wanted to be an attorney because I honestly didn't think I was smart enough because that's what my teachers taught me about myself. Oh, well, you're not very smart. You can't get your homework done. You don't learn well in this environment is what they meant. So I didn't think that I had the capacity. And then I went to college. I was playing Division I water polo and I was like, I can make things happen that I want to have happen. I just have to figure out how it works for me. Then I got injured playing Division I water polo and was like, Ooh. Oh, I need a plan. Like I didn't have a life plan at that point. It was that I wanted to play college athletics. And then once that was gone, I was like, I didn't plan anything else. What do I really want to do? And I really did want, and I was a political science major in college and really wanted to go down that route. I worked for a summer in Congress in political management. Wow. I worked on some campaigns and I was like, oh, I don't want to do any of this. Nope. And then I was like, I want to understand kind of the rule book of how life works because we're governed by all of these laws that we don't always understand. There's the criminal laws and civil laws, and you can say this and you can't say that, and you have to pay these taxes. And I wanted to know how that game worked. And then when I went to law school, it was because I wanted to be a deputy district attorney, which I did in Los Angeles County for over 10 years. But no, this was not the path I had charted for myself. I assumed that I would just be a water polo coach.
So hold on, you just skipped right over that because you are not, you know, the neighborhood attorney on the corner with the shingle hanging. You literally were a prosecutor in one of the most badass counties around. I mean, Los Angeles, you had to hold your own. So how did you end up there? What made you choose that route? Because you could have went anywhere.
So I had some experiences in college with friends and roommates where they had had things happen to them that maybe weren't on the up and up. And in those conversations, and prior to Me Too, women weren't always comfortable saying, "This thing happened, and I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. And I don't know if it's okay that this happened. And I don't know what to do. And I don't know who to talk to." And I was like, "Well, everyone talks to me." And I had a lot of compassion for that. I'm not one of these kids who just had straight A's in high school by breathing. I'm scrappy. I have worked to get here and I have overcome learning how to learn. And I know I'll be good at this job because of that. So I literally forced my way in.
She says she forced a way in. And then you do this for 10 plus years, and you just get up one Tuesday morning and decide that's it, I'm out. I mean, you're not even in California anymore, correct?
I'm not. We
Yeah.
actually moved during COVID. Out of California to Tennessee, but in
Oh,
my
you
career as a
just
we
moved.
just moved.
Wow.
In
Okay.
my career as a district attorney, there is quite a lot of stress in that job. After having two children, I had some fairly significant health issues that I was having a really hard time recovering from. And as I was recovering from some of that, I had gotten exposed to tuberculosis at work and had gotten treated for that, and it just bottomed out my system. And as I was going through that, I then herniated my back, and then I herniated my back again.
Wow.
And so I was having these reoccurring health issues, and I felt like I was just patching myself up to go back onto the battlefield. And my kids were very used to me being in bed, and I didn't want to live like that anymore. I loved being a district attorney, but I'm also highly empathetic, and I have some boundary issues. And I was working myself into being very, very unhealthy. And I looked at my kids, and I was like, "I can't do this." I also had police protection on my house while I was pregnant because of a murder trial I was involved in. And I was like, my kids didn't ask for this life either. And
Wow.
I felt that it maybe wasn't the best use of my skills, given that it was literally tearing apart my health because I was not very good at dealing with the stress and secondary trauma of that job, though I loved it.
There you go. And stress is the mother of a lot of change because you get caught in stress, and then you got that mother gene that says, I'm going to protect my kids. I'm going to get them out of this environment. And then you literally turned like far right and created an entire, maybe I shouldn't say created, maybe you just took the curtain down and let everybody see that side of you because you are the badass lawyer, literally. And you've got, you know, Instagram following. I found you on social media. I'm addicted to your lip syncs and you're just so much fun. I'm like, attorneys aren't fun. They're always sitting in an office with a whole lot of books and they tell you what you did wrong, you know? It's like, but you are making it fun and safe for small business to be able to say, hey, Emily, I don't know. Am I doing this right? Do I? And you don't feel ashamed to be able to come to you because going to an attorney is right up there with going to get a root canal. You just get terrified in your car and say, I can just take the pain, you know?
It's so funny that you say that because what I don't share on social media a lot is that my husband's a dentist.
See? There it is. There
We're like the power couple you don't want to talk to at a party. We're like, great, a lawyer and a dentist.
It's like,
Fantastic. They're probably a lot of fun. And we actually are.
you
But
are a lot of fun.
thank you. Being a district attorney, I felt, and I have a TED talk where I talk about this. I felt like I was shoving myself into a box and that that box was very, very confined with like, this is how my jury expects me to show up as a prosecutor, and I need to show up. It is only black suits. It is only pearls. There is no laughing. There is only hair back. And I put that on myself. There are other DAs who do not dull their sparkle. I did not have the courage to do that early in my career. I have found that now. But I dulled my sparkle because I didn't want to make others around me uncomfortable. I actually had judges try to or tell me they were going to fine me for making a jury laugh. And I'm like, but I can't help my face. It makes faces. And sometimes when things are confusing, I make faces and people find them funny. And I don't mean to be funny and I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm also just me. And I was really, really pushing myself to not being myself anymore. And when I left the district attorney's office, my husband and I have been together 22 years now. It took about a year and he's like, oh, you're back.
Yeah, that's amazing. So your specialty is internet marketing or internet business, period. You're helping online businesses do the right things at the right times and not get the knock at the door or the certified letter that they didn't follow a certain guideline or rule.
I call them you suck letters. It's like, you suck because you did this. And that's, attorneys send out these letters all the time. It's like, you were supposed to do this and you didn't, you suck. And I call them you suck letters. But what I'm seeing right now in the online space is that attorneys are sending out letters to larger scale entrepreneurs and even mid-size entrepreneurs saying, hey, your website's not ADA compliant, so you need to pay. Or, hey, you use this blog post that you didn't link back to, and you need to pay. And I'm trying to take the fear away from that with information. A lot of lawyers want you to respond quickly by instilling fear, but that's not facts. So I really try to pull back the curtain and explain, and I do a lot of consulting to help entrepreneurs figure out where they need to be to protect their business, grow their business, and play the money game. Because let's be honest, the tax code's not written for people to understand. It's written so that only a few people can interpret it, and then they grace you with that information.
Right.
When you understand that tax code, you can use it to play the game.
So who's your perfect customer? I mean, we could say online business, and it could be someone in their garage, or it could be a multi-million dollar company. Who's your perfect customer?
I've actually worked with all of those types of businesses. I've worked with businesses that start in their garage, and I've worked with businesses that make $30 million a year. My perfect customer is really based on their purpose, and it is the entrepreneur that has a purpose to support a specific thing to make change. So I really do work with change-making online business owners, and that can be making change in the, you know, mom fitness space, or making change in the, you know, tech space. That what the business does doesn't matter. It's what the entrepreneur wants that matters. And also, I work with entrepreneurs that want to do it right. It's not my job to prove to you that you need legal. Like, if you're coming to me, why do I need to do this? We don't even need to talk.
Yeah.
When you come to me saying, what do I need to do? Then we can have a conversation. And entrepreneurs that want to grow fast, that want to lay a good foundation for their business so they can do good, are my people. They also have to be okay that I curse sometimes.
Just a little bit. The cursing word is actually in your podcast title. So we'll get into that in a second. But let me ask you, you're in a different state. It's like, but you're talking about online business. Are you restricted by state codes? Can you do business with me in Nevada? How does that work?
And this is why I do quite a lot of consulting, straight up legal work, filing a lawsuit, going into court. I am licensed in California, but that is not the work that I love to do. A lot of the consulting I do is more on the business end of consulting than on the strictly legal end of consulting.
Okay.
Because there is so much overlap in what's an LLC. Well, you can set up your own LLC. I can help you set up an LLC. An accountant can help you set up an LLC. You know, Google can help you set up an LLC. So I really take all of my experience with not only prosecuting things like embezzlement, money laundering, but also running a small business with my husband. We ran a $3 million business for years before we sold it. And so running that business taught me a lot. It's like, oh, this is what it looks like when employees start stealing from you, and this is how you figure it out. And then running my own business. And I bring all of that together with my legal understanding to consult businesses on how to do it right. Then when specific stuff happens, if they need to do, hey, I've got this lawsuit I have to deal with, I really do help facilitate, this is what you need from an attorney in your area. This is how you find them. And they should make you feel heard. If your attorney makes you feel codependent, like you need to call them and ask them every little thing because you don't understand what they've said, they're not the right attorney for you. Your attorney should make you feel empowered in what you're being told, not scared that you can't do anything without calling them. So then I help facilitate those matches too.
Well, hey, what are you doing up here in space? Oh, I know. You're looking for some airtime for your show. But you don't know where to look, do you? Well, we can help you with that. See, Glitzy can get your show on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. Sounds good? Oh, well, of course it does. See, they offer a free consultation too, so contact them right away. Glitzy TV Network, your pathway to the stars. GetGlitzy.com.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price. With our fast turnaround times and a quality of work that can't be beat, we look forward to working with you.
Now, I saw on your website, you actually offer a package where you'll take a look at what their website is doing. You'll help them with their paperwork. You have pre-existing packages just already set up. They can just go check it out. And we're putting the web address below you so people know where to go. But what made you decide to do that? Because usually, you know, when you're talking to an attorney or any other profession like that, they want the free consultation. They want you to sit down with them before they even talk to you about anything. You're literally just putting it out there and saying, hey, this is what you need. Grab this. I'll help you if you need me to help you. What made you decide to do that?
So a lot of entrepreneurs are like, well, I'll just grab privacy policy, like off of somebody else's website, copy and paste it and throw it on my website. I'm like, you can't do that. But it's also something, you need a privacy policy. Most businesses fit into a couple of different categories. And when people go to my shop, the Get Legit shop, to purchase things, it's like, if your business falls into one of these categories, a standard privacy policy and standard terms of use are going to work for your business. Mm-hmm. If you're doing something more specialized, then we're going to need to hop on a consultation and talk about your business. Those things are governed by federal law. I can operate in any jurisdiction with that. Okay. I chose to do it because I didn't like that I was seeing entrepreneurs not starting because they were afraid of the legal stuff. So, you know, if they can go to LegalZoom and buy it, and LegalZoom's just going to be like, here's this, and not explain it. I knew that I could do that better. And I trusted myself more than the attorneys at LegalZoom to provide that to my clients. But what I found is a lot of my clients are like, okay, well, I teach other businesses how to do it. Can they just come get this from you? And I'm like, yeah, sure, here it is. And so I started it because my clients asked me to help support their own clients as well.
So are you a coach as well? Like, can someone just hire you to be their advisor? Is that something that can happen? So how does that work?
I do a lot of consulting calls, and I start everybody with one call, because if we can bang it out in one call, you don't need to spend more time with me if you're moving fast in your business. You just need a couple questions answered, and we can do that. What I don't like about the free consultation call model of lawyers, and did you know Google gives them advertising space if they offer free consultations? This is why people do it. What I don't like about the free consultation is people are stressed enough about talking to an attorney. And then they go in and the attorney asks them questions and is like, okay, well, my retainer's $4,000, $5,000, $10,000. And then we can start to research your case. Mm-hmm. Most people just want to know, how do I know if I'm ready for an LLC? Well, I can absolutely run you through those questions and we can talk about your business goals and find if you're ready for it. You don't need to hire me on retainer for 3 months to do that. And I don't want people to not start their business because they don't have the answers that they need, which is why I still offer consulting and which is why I offer info product.
That's pretty cool. So now we got to talk about the other side because you're kind of yin and yang. You got this podcast going on. I'm getting up in the morning going, what does she do on Instagram? You know, her whole coffee thing, you know, it's like, what's going on with her? You are so funny and you should be an entertainer. I'm telling you, you need to go from being the badass lawyer to the badass former lawyer, now entertainer, because you crack me up. What made you decide? Because people that are in a professional field such as yours, they're always worried. Like you said, when you were in LA and doing your job there, there was a certain uniform you wore, a certain hairstyle you wore. You stayed within that box. And now you seem to be functioning like, there's no box. What box? I'm out of here. You know? So what made you take that? That's courage, you know, to come from where you were to going, what made you decide to do that?
It was exhausting trying to live not as myself 100%. And what happened early on in my business is I started speaking on stages. And as I started speaking on stages to entrepreneurs, they would come up to me afterwards and be like, oh my God, I love you. You are so much fun. Thank you for sharing that. But then if they go to my website, they got kind of a stuffier website. If they went to my social, they got a little stuffier on my social. And I realized that I needed to show up consistently across the board, because people who really want a traditional stuffy lawyer are going to get on the phone with me and see my purple lights in the background and be like, I don't know if she's for me.
There you go. And don't worry. Don't worry. Everybody is wondering, what's her podcast? What's the curse word? It's there. You just had your 50th episode of your podcast. Congratulations. You just had your 50th. And you talk about a little bit of everything. You really get into their stuff when they're acting up and then, no, what is this about? And you go into entertainment, you go into business, you just, whatever topic is hot right now, it's like you seem to be right on top of it. I love that. Where are you going with your podcast? You're at number 50. Are you going to 5,000? I mean, where are you going with this?
This has been a really lifelong journey of work. I spent 10 years of a career putting myself into a very specific character, almost, if you will, of this, like, I'm a district attorney and district attorneys act this way. And I think a lot of us do that with anything. I'm a mom and I act this way. I'm a dad and I act this way. I'm an accountant and I act this way. And we put ourselves into these titles. And I really think that we're taught to do that from the time that we're kids. It's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And if they say, I want to travel the world and go to the moon and be happy, you're like, no, but what job do you want to be?
Right.
And we equate being with doing. It's like your being should be different than how you earn money. And in the online space, you can make money a million different ways. So then you have to decide how you want to be. And I decided that how I wanted to be was unapologetic and show up authentically as me. But it took me work to get there because I was afraid. In junior high, I was picked on for my voice and called every name you can imagine. I still get YouTube comments about my man voice and whatever it is. So it took me a year to start my podcast, because I had those voices of mean 12-year-olds in my head. Wow. In my 40s.
They never go away.
They never go. And it's so funny that the online trolls echo the mean kids. Like, how do the trolls know what the mean kids said in 1992?
They're the same ones. They just grew up and got internet access. That's all it is.
They have no lives. Yes, there was fear, but when I dialed in what my purpose was, it doesn't really matter what the fear is, because it's not about me anymore. It's about sharing and having conversations, and the people who are here for it are here for it. And those who aren't, look, man, my podcast is free. If you don't like it, turn it off. It's cool.
That's what I'm saying. You don't like it, turn it off. It's cool. So what's next? 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what's next for you? Because I know you got plans.
I do have plans. So I've really been dialing into the information space and sharing, really pulling back the curtain on these rules that we're talking about. So I see full-time legal commentary and full-time, like, legal pop culture commentary
Wow.
in my future, because it is the shop is great and I can fit people with amazing attorneys that are like, if you put me in front of a mic, I'm going to vomit. I don't want to do that. I can help entrepreneurs find those attorneys, but those attorneys do not want to do this. Yeah. And that is okay, because doing the being in the information space is going to free up me to have those conversations. So 5 years from now, people are going to be like, oh my God, she's the female Gary Vee. I knew her back when. I'm here for it.
You truly are the badass attorney, the badass Thank lawyer. You bring great information. You seem to be really authentic in everything that you're doing. And I love the fact that you're up front and you're not trying to just say, oh no, I could never. And oh no, that's not me. You're like, this is me. In the morning, yeah. I love coffee.
I do.
If there's somebody in Twitter that's acting crazy, I'm going to talk about them. You know, it's like, this is great and I love it. And you've got to come back. I hope you come back often.
I would love to. I love having conversations. I love the space that you're creating to share new and different experts with your audience. It's so needed to just share information. And we can talk about opinions and we can talk about other things, but we've got to share the information first.
Yeah, we got to share the information first. And there's so much that I could sit here. We could sit here for another hour, but the network goes, you get 28 and a half. That's it. You
know? We'll do it another time when I have my own full studio and 3-hour show. We'll just sit down and grab something to drink and have a 3-hour conversation about it.
So you're telling me when I can finally get back into mine, where it's probably 3 inches of dust right now because I haven't been there since March? Okay. Oh, the pain. Okay. Emily, you are great. You are a badass attorney. I know I'm going to have you be my advisor, because who else am I going to besides
Happy
you?
To help.
You are the best. And I thank you so much for being a part of Expert Talk. Wow.
Thank you,
Emily Baker. She really is a badass attorney. She's also a fantastic advisor. If you don't have an advisor, you might want to consider getting one. You might want to consider reaching out to Emily, because I know that I will always have her in my corner. She's amazing, she's strong, and she's doing what she's got to do and helping everybody else along the way. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Thank you for watching. I hope to see you next week. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.